Drive 105, playing all the hits from the 70s to present day, now on DAB Digital Radio.
It's Drive 105.
Quartum, it's tipped to the back post. And Braun, yes! And Kean Kavanagh at the back post gets a second goal, goes over towards the 25 or 30 Derry City fans there. So after 12 minutes, Derry City go a goal up here and silence the crowds in Kuopio. So Derry City leading 3-1 in aggregate here, 1-0 in Kuopio. Oh. What a fantastic run there by Paul McMullen. And again, that boy can cross a ball.
Who cares against the run of play, Michael? We don't care, certainly out here. But an absolute
Kavanagh across to Michael Duffy inside the box. Can Duffy get across away? Plays it to Patching. Patching leaves it. Diallo has a shot. Blocked down the ball. Diallo puts it inside. And Derry City have now equalised after 54 minutes. Coops 2, Derry City 2.
Yes.
And we're now being asked to be quiet by the fans of Coops. Well, frankly, we don't care.
Appeals there for a penalty. Derry City see the stops.
Little chip cross towards Michael Duffy. Duffy header. Yeah. And it's a 3-3. Michael Duffy makes it 3-3. Comes in off his post. Header beating Creagle into that 3-3. It's raining goals in Kuopio. 68 minutes gone. Kuopio Coops 3, Derry City 3.
What a fantastic ball on Michael to the back post. And the yellow team just static.
So 15 seconds to go. This could be the end of the game. The ball is played not very well by Creagle. It spins all the way out for a throw in for Derry City. And
referee's looking at his watch here. Will Patchett's in his ear here, Michael. He wants it up.
Rory Higgins is telling Derry City to pull out. Ronan Boyce seems to have hurt himself in his back here. But Shane McAlinney is going to throw this, and he's going to throw it long down the line. And it's full time here, and Derry City have drawn 3-3 and go through to the third round of the Europa Conference League.
Rory, first of all, a historic night for Derry City, through to the third round. How does that feel as manager?
Aye, amazing, amazing. It's the first time in 17 years we've reached the third round of European competition. So absolutely delighted for everyone associated with the football club, and really proud to be the manager.
And you can hear the fans in the background. We're here 40 minutes after kickoff. They're still, you know, a small amount of fans, but what does that, you know, what does it mean to be a Derry manager out here, seeing just a small band of fans, but very dedicated?
Well, I'll tell you what, it makes all the really tough times that you go through all worthwhile. And as I said in recent times, our squad's shown a brilliant capacity. They show resilience, and that's what we want, and you need that to achieve. And really delighted for our supporters, the chairman, the board of directors, the players, the staff, everyone. Thrilled to bits.
Derry started on the back foot. They had a few set pieces, but Derry got the first goal. Kean Kavanagh, beginning where he left off last week, scoring. And two soft goals for Derry, ready to fall behind.
Aye, they were poor goals from our end. The first one was really poor from the set play. Second one's avoidable as well. But we were 2-1 down at half time. The tie was level with a half an hour, or with a half a game of football to be played, and we knew we could step it up and create chances, and we done that. And the players should be so proud of their efforts tonight.
Substitutions again. We spoke about this all season. Really contributing very effectively. Derry. Diallo comes on. What a hit for a goal, and setting up Michael Duffy for a cracking header.
It's a brilliant goal. Sads is obviously disappointed he didn't start either game, but his contribution to the club since he came here has been excellent. And great goal, great stand-up for Mickey Duffy at the back post, and great header. So, listen, absolutely delighted to be the manager of this football club, and it's special. These nights are absolutely special, and never taken for granted, that's what I would say.
Special nights, as you say. Let's roll the clock back to Gothenburg, where you played. Does this measure up to that level as well?
Aye, well, the figurehead of the club, you're the manager. You have a lot of responsibility, so you would have to say it beats that. But we'll not compare. Two special times.
Okay, fair enough. And quick turnaround, it's Kazakhstan. It's a long, arduous trip. But before that, Rory, it's a six-day turnaround. But sandwiched in there is UCD. Your thoughts on that?
Aye, listen, it's not ideal. If we were to play Thursday out there, then you would accept it, given geographically it's a nightmare to get to Kazakhstan. So you would listen, we would love to not have to do it, but if we have to do it, we'll show professionalism and and go to UCD and try and win. But ideally, it's not what we want. But again, if we have to do it, we have to do it.
And the thoughts on the Kazakhstan, you'll have a look at them and see what that's about. A tough ask, Ray, but that's what you get when you go into the third qualifying round.
Any game in Europe's tough. We haven't looked at all because we had a big enough job in our hands here tonight. We've got UCD on Sunday that we need to win. So we'll give it a go and prepare the best way we can.